Barely more than an hour had passed before Isnefret returned. Even as she slipped in through the doorway, I could tell by the look on her face that she hadn't been successful. "The magistrate will not be bribed," she said, before anyone could ask. I didn't ask outright, but I hinted at it, and he immediately said he hoped I was not trying to bribe him, or I would find myself in prison beside Rennie. Oh dear. I gave her a sympathetic pat on the shoulder. I am sorry. Maybe I should have let him lock me up, Isnefret said. At least then we would be together. We are not giving Rennie enough credit, Bihinu said. He is probably working on a plan to get out of there right now. I am sure he will be back soon. And how long do we wait before deciding that he cannot get himself out? Isnefret asked. The magistrate said he will consider Rennie's case tomorrow. We need to get him out before then. So tonight, I said. Whatever we are going to do must happen tonight. We stared at each other. Did they feel as helpless as I did? We needed Intef. He would know what to do. I wish Intef was here. Isnefret shot me a guilty look. I mean, I know. He would expect us to use our wits and get Rennie out, Bihinu said. The first thing he would do is inspect the prison, I said. Ist, you have seen it. What can you tell us? A large mud brick building. Bigger than I might have expected for a town this size, but I suppose with all the sea traffic, maybe they need extra space for sailors who commit some crime at sea. What else? I asked. Intef would say to tell us everything you remember and not make any assumptions about what is or is not relevant. Whitewashed walls. I was hoping for a thatch roof, but it is solid. Guards at the front entrance. How many? Bihinu asked. Two that I saw, Isnefret said. There would be more inside. But maybe we only need to worry about the ones who can see us, Bihinu said. Were any guards patrolling the back of the building? I didn't go around behind, Isnefret said. Could we make a hole in the back wall? I asked. We could do it at night when they have fewer guards on duty. We just need to figure out where Rennie is, Bihinu said. So we go through the right part of the wall. Otherwise we might end up in someone else's cell and still not able to get to him. And how exactly would we get through the wall? Isnefret sounded a little more hopeful now. A battering ram of some sort, I said. Maybe a couple of strong men. I think we need to do this by ourselves, Isnefret said. We don't know who we can trust here, and if we say the wrong thing to the wrong person, we might end up in prison ourselves. So something that the three of us can wield, I said. We only need to damage the wall enough for Rennie to break through from the other side. What if we accidentally let out the other prisoners? Isnefret asked. The more confusion the better, I said. Then they won't know who we were trying to get. But what if we let out someone really bad? She asked. A murderer, maybe. We need to get Rennie. I made my tone as firm and confident as I could and pretended I didn't share her concern. Anything else that happens is of no consequence to us.